Because if there was, I was going to have to ask for an apology in advance. A shepherd was looking after his sheep one day on the side of a deserted road when suddenly a brand new Porsche screeched to a halt. The driver, a man dressed in an Armani suit, Swarovski shoes, Ray-Ban sunglasses, a Tag Heuer wristwatch, and a Pierre Cardin tie, gets out and asks the shepherd, "If I can tell you how many sheep you have, will you give me one of them?" The shepherd looks at the young man and then looks at the large flock of grazing sheep and replies, "Okay." The young man parks the car, connects his laptop to his mobile, enters a Nassau Webster, scans the ground using his GPS, opens a database with 60 Excel tables filled with logarithms and pivot tables, and then prints out a 150-page report on his high-tech mini printer. He turns to the shepherd and says, "You have exactly 1,586 sheep here." Rather surprised, the shepherd replies, "That's correct. You can have your sheep." The young man takes an animal and puts it in the back of the Porsche. Just as the man is about to drive off, the shepherd asks him, "If I guess your profession, will you return my animal to me?" The young man answers, "Yes, why not?" The shepherd says, "You are an IT consultant." "How did you know?" asks the young man. The shepherd said, "Simple. Firstly, you came here without being called. You charged me a fee to tell you something I already knew. You don't understand anything about my business. Now please, can I have my dog back?" I don't know where I come up with this stuff, but this is one of those Sundays when the lectionary scripture readings fit together in a very neat and obvious manner. Psalm 23, the shepherd's psalm, talks of the benefits you will receive if we but trust in the Lord as our shepherd. The passage from John reminds us that the best way to know who our shepherd is to be familiar with all that he offers, so that we will not be drawn astray by false shepherds who would like to separate us from God. And finally, the passage from Peter acknowledges that life here on this earth can be very tough. But if we are attentive to the example Jesus gave us in his life, then we will be able to move past those difficulties and be the people he would like us to be. All three passages tell us some wonderful promises given to us. But if we listen carefully, we realize there is one promise that is missing. Nowhere in all those readings does God ever say he will take away all of our trials and tribulations. In fact, Christ himself actually indicated we might even have to make some severe self-sacrifices as part of our commitment to him. The story of the rich young ruler in the Gospel of Luke, who was told to sell all his possessions and give everything to the poor if he wanted to honestly follow Christ, is a prime example. Unfortunately, the rest of that passage tells us it was too great a sacrifice for that man to make. Apparently, he was quite wealthy and could not bring himself to forego all that luxury. And so in the end, he lost out. Unless, of course, he had a change of heart later, which I would like to believe he did. But willing self-sacrifice is only one of the ways by which life is not made easier for those who follow Christ. Tragedies of life are still going to beset us. We are still going to have arguments with those we love and care for. People are still going to persecute us for the things we say and do, even when it is with the best of intentions. On the upside, however, no matter what problems we face, we will be granted the strength we need to get through. We can depend on the shepherd to get through everything. The comparison of our situation to sheep and shepherds is an interesting analogy. Sheep are generally considered to not be the smartest of God's creation, and therefore in need of the shepherd's constant attention. They tend to be followers, but they can be very specific in what they follow. Sheep do recognize the voice of their keeper and will not respond to another shepherd's voice. They have developed a relationship with one they see as provider, and that is where the analogy becomes applicable to us as Christians. If you really stop to think about it, Christianity is not a religion based on rules. It is a relationship. A relationship with the person of Jesus Christ, who loves us with a personal and individual love beyond all understanding. He is the Good Shepherd, and upon whom we can depend. And he knows every single one of us personally. For most of us, if we were to look at a flock of sheep, we would see exactly that, a big flock. They all look alike with no differences. But not so with the shepherd. To him, every sheep has a name. The one with the thick white wool, that's Amos. And the one with the one ear up and the other down, that's Simon. And the small one with the black patch on his leg, he's an orphan with no brothers. I call him Joseph. That's how our Lord Jesus sees us. He knows his sheep. Not the flock, but the sheep. He knows each one by name, and he cares for each one in exactly the way that is needed. That is why the psalmist is saying, "The Lord, as the shepherd, provides for my needs. He helps me find refreshment for my soul." As Jesus said, he came so that we may have life to the fullest. He leads us to green pastures. When we imagine the shepherd leading his sheep to green pastures, the image we have is usually of a huge field going for miles and miles where the sheep can keep grazing forever. In reality, the green pastures of Israel are somewhat less picturesque, with patches of green here and there. The fertile land was reserved for the crops, not for the sheep to roam. The shepherd had to keep moving the flock from place to place to find pasture and to lead them away from danger. Jesus wants us to depend upon him to bring us to those green pastures, to experience abundant life on this earth and eternal life in the life to come. But like the not-so-green pastures of Israel, we must keep moving and following the Good Shepherd. When Jesus moves, are we listening to his voice and following him? Sheep only found the green pastures as they followed the shepherd. We only experience abundant life as we follow Jesus daily. But Jesus does more than lead us in the paths we should be following. He also protects us, not necessarily from the trials that are a part of everyday life, but rather from the eternity of loneliness that would come from our not being in relationship with him. But what about now, in 2017, when all the pressures of the world are weighing us down? How do those promises affect us now? When we depend on the shepherd today, we gain courage, confidence, communication, and companionship. Moses gained the courage to go back and face Pharaoh. Gideon found the courage to fight opponents of Israel as they were settling the promised land. David had the courage to face Goliath. The only way to conquer fear is to face it with the courage you get by depending on the shepherd. Another gift of that dependence is confidence. If we but believe we can, then we can. Abraham had gained confidence when he left his homeland to wander who knew where. Confidence eliminates anxiety and brings about great things for us. Communication helps us in the here and now too. Christ's love for us means we can be in communication with him. All we have to do is be willing to listen. And that voice can come in any number of ways. A comment from a friend. A line of scripture in the Bible. Maybe even that still, small voice we so often read about. And that communication isn't one way either. You can talk to him, too. He will listen to what you have to say. The final way we are served by our dependence on the shepherd is in companionship. Have you heard the story of the man who went to his doctor and asked him to split his personality? Split your personality? What on earth for? Asked the doctor. The man squirmed and said, "Oh, doctor, I'm so lonely." I suppose there is humor. It actually wasn't meant to be. It's an interesting statistic in this day and age to know that in 1 year, we meet more people than the average person did 100 years ago in their entire lifetime. And yet today, we are far lonelier. All around us, friends forsake and betray us. There seems no one to trust. This is nothing new, but our shepherd has promised to never forsake or leave us. And that is a promise of companionship we can all depend on. It's important in this day and time to depend on the shepherd who loves you so much that he gave his life for you. That dependence is filled with promises that are good for now and all eternity to come. Amen. And thanks be to God for our opportunity to depend on the shepherd.